good morning, Kate. Hey, Ryder, I can't stay long. I got to pee.
Okay.
Can you relate, Ryder?
Never, ever happens to me.
Why don't you stick around and have some cranberry juice, okay? Hey, it is time for Bob Zaney Along with the Movies, brought to you by BobZaney.com. You can find out everything going on in my career. 23 Minutes of Sunrise with Eric Roberts, available at Netflix and in the Red Box. Of course, the Bob Zaney Show is Dan Osterhide, the best show ever. When it comes to a podcast, everybody's on this show. And we got Fred Willard coming up in October. How
cool.
Sweet. That?
That's awesome.
You guys like Fred Willard, don't
Love
you?
Fred Willard, yes.
So
I've always wanted to go see a movie with him.
Well, maybe you could if you came out to L.A. You know, I could call him at the house and his wife will answer and he'll be fine. She'll be fine with it.
Bob has connections.
Hook it up.
Yeah.
Let's get right to it. This week, we're the Millers. No, not the movie, but a six-pack of beer staring at me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob.
Jason Sudeikis, is that how you say his last name?
Sudeikis,
yeah. He stars as a drug dealer wanting to smuggle a lot of pot across the Mexican border. Now, he hires Jennifer Aniston as a stripper to play his wife, Emma Roberts as a homeless girl to play his daughter, and Will Poulter as a dorky dork guy to play his son. They rent an RV, and they go on a road trip from hell. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Think Lost in America meets Friends. With a Friends like this, who needs enemies chaser? Now, the movie opens up with Jason watching YouTube videos while talking to his mom. He keeps saying, I'm listening, Mom, while watching adorable cats being adorable. Cut to Jason dealing drugs for people who are actually texting him, which gives a whole new meaning to happy face. Then Anderson is a stripper who wants to be there as much as a pole about to be hugged by Honey Boo Boo. Another young stripper has a tattoo above her crotch with an arrow pointing down with the words, Boner Garage. This scene I can relate to because I have a tramp stamp that reads, Do Not Enter. Now, another scene, Anderson's boss tells her that she's got a lap dance on table 8, and be very, very careful, he's got two hooks. In the stripper world, that's called the ow, 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 matey.
Two hooks.
Now, cut to them filling up their RV with more pot than a bad Tuesday for Willie Nelson. Which also gives a whole new meaning to the Good Sam Club.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. Now, the rest of the movie is whatever happens. Anyway, the rest of the movie is them evading the bad guys. No, not the criminals, but the writer and director of this film. Five cigars is the best. One, not so much. What do you think I gave it, Kate?
Oh, this movie looks pretty funny, Bob. I'll say four cigars.
Four? Okay. And what do you think I gave it there, Ryder?
I'm going to undercut that with 3.5 cigars.
Ryder and I are on track.
Oh, good job, Ryder.
Yeah, how exciting. Of course, this report's always brought to you by BobZaney.com, where you can find out everything. And also, Rookies Comedy Club. Now, Rookies this week, we're very excited. They're presenting in concert.
Dave Landau and Matt McLowry.
I'm so glad you could pronounce both of those, Ryder.
She's working hard.
She is working hard. And go down to Rookies, not just for the great comedy and the great food and the great sports. How about Jerry Topol? This is a guy who walks around going, I don't think I'll dress up tonight. And it works out every time. Until next week, follow me on the Twitter at Bob Zaney. It's taking the country by storm. And go to my website and get an Eat Sam and the Other Pygmy t-shirt or Wake Me If You're Horny. Until next week, this is Bob Zaney for the best morning program ever. Saying goodbye.
See you, Bob.